Cope with Hope.
Yes, it is Cope with Hope, and it's May Quaid, the chairperson of the Older Persons Council in Wicklow, has joined us. Morning once again, May.
Morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. Listen, I saw an email come in from a loan there during the week, and they were saying, you know, physical movement and, you know, getting around is really important to ward off frailty as people get older. That seems good advice.
True. Yes, it is. And, you know, you do need to get around or go out walking. That's very, very important. But also loss of independence. It's very important for people to do things for themselves rather than, you know, allow people, you know, to come in and do things for you. If you're able, do it. And if your health is declining, you should have regular checkups and take up chair yoga if you can, if you know how to do it, or maybe volunteer for something. This one is a funny one. It's running out of money. You know, I think at some stage all of us run out of money, but you should check with your citizens' information to find out what you're entitled to, the various things that you are entitled to. So why be without it? And then a lot of people now like this idea of, you know, if they're not able to live at home, to downsize your house to an apartment or a smaller house. Look at house sharing. Colleges nearby, it might be an idea to get in a student. That's company, if you got the right one, of course. Mm. And then, if you had the death of a spouse or another family member, prepare for that day. Try to imagine living on your own. Change roles with your partner. Get him to do the washing and the ironing and the hoovering. Can you imagine?
No.
And look at what you need to learn. My fella doesn't even know where the washing machine is. That's either there or there. Or
I'm sure we've got one ourselves somewhere. I'm not sure, but anyway.
I'm sure you blooming well have. But then, I wouldn't like to be doing the gardening. I don't like gardening. Imagine now if I had to get out and do the painting or to go and over me into that. But anyway, sure, look at it. It's only a suggestion for people, and the inability to manage their own activities or daily lives. Citizens Information or the HSE can sort help for you for a few hours or more for a week. Now, that would be very nice. And not being able to drive, the rural bus link. Ask your neighbours to get your shopping and maybe phone the volunteer agency and ask if there's anyone in your area willing to do stuff for you. And isolation and loneliness, that's the really bad one. You know, that really, really is bad for people. I have never suffered it myself, and I possibly can't understand it, Declan, to be honest, because I could be talking to myself here, which, you know, is not me. I can have a row with myself, which is great. But, I mean, some people do, and they get very depressed. And, you know, join the Tidy Towns group or write a, you know, write a book, take up yoga, dance,
get out and move, or talk to people and interact and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I tell you what I did at the weekend. I ran a sweep for friends of mine for the golf, for the Masters. And I got them all to come up here and put fivers in my letterbox. So eventually we fed the stuff into the computer and gave them all so many players each. And I was absolutely horrified on the last day to find I had four players in the final day. And I thought, oh my God, they'll think I'm on a fiddle. But as it turned out, I didn't win. I didn't get second. And I won a fiver. So I got the fiver I put in. Got it back. But you look at it. It was a bit of crack. And you know, the interest. We did a thing every morning and said who, what scores they had and things like that. Now, not everybody can do all that sort of thing, but it was just an interest. Something to take your mind off the mundane things.
Exactly.
And, you know, and then, Declan, I just wanted to talk about the vaccine. You know, how safe are you after a certain time? And if you are fully vaccinated 15 days after the second AstraZeneca dose, you're okay. 7 days after the second Pfizer dose and 14 days after the Moderna dose. Now, you know, you want to be careful. People seem to think that, you know, oh, whoopity-doo, I can go off and do everything I like now. You still have to be careful, and you could be a carrier. So, you know, all that sort of thing needs to be watched. And right. you need to take precautions in all settings, such as hand hygiene, physical distancing.
Over once you get the vaccine. Listen, May, we're a bit tighter this week with a few issues, but I want you to give us your tip of the week.
Oh, yeah. My tip of the week is I got my second vaccine last Friday, and somebody told me before I got the first one that I should take two paracetamol a couple of hours before I got it, and then take two paracetamol that night. And I did the same for the first vaccine and the second vaccine. With the second vaccine, Declan, I got the mother and father of a headache. It was absolutely awful. I was trying to read a newspaper and I couldn't even see it. My eyes were so bad. But that went away and I had a sore arm. And my tip for the week is, and drink a load of water as well when you've had it. Now, I'm not a doctor, so don't please take that as gospel. Yeah,
but
it's
just something that's worked for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Something that's worked for you. We'll talk again soon. Apologies, there was a few issues
came
up this morning, May, and we'll talk again very soon. I'm glad you're keeping well.
I am. Thanks. And you too.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed. That's May Quaid there, chairperson of the Older Persons Council in Wicklow on The Morning Show.